Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I done ran into my
a little Texas blues bringing this back. That's Billy on vocals, Dusty on bass, and Frank on the guitars. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Ruth King is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Ruth, 14 years you've been hanging out with me. Thank you. Happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you. Time flies, doesn't it?
When you're having fun, exactly. Ruth is the author of all the books that you need to know about, folks. All you need in to run your business profitably, all you got to do is know about Ruth King. The ugly truth about small business, the ugly truth about managing employees, the courage to be profitable. Have I missed one, Ruth?
The ugly truth about cash.
Cash, that's the other one. Yep, that's got, folks, you get the picture. You got to know about Ruth, or I don't know. I don't know where I'd be without her. Ruth, thanks again for being here. I need the website, please.
The best one now, because I've combined everything, is ruthking.info, making it easy. It's just ruthking.info.
.info. Check it out, folks. You'll be glad you did. Her beautiful face is all over that website. Hey, Ruth, we're talking about getting out of your own way. Don't start a fire and then put it out and think you're a hero. I see, you're right. I mean, as a consultant, I've seen people do that. You've done it to yourself. I've done it to myself. It's a natural thing, isn't it? We all do this. And the thing is look at the productivity that's lost. Look at how badly you look to your employees when you create something that didn't have to be created. And so talk to us some more about how to get out of our own way, how to make sure that we don't shoot ourselves in the foot. There's all kinds of metaphors for this.
Yeah, absolutely. And one other thing that owners may not recognize or remember, that sometimes it's the employees who are the arsonists, that they actually, you know, create fires themselves. They say, I'm not going to do this, or I'm going to do it, or they jump up screaming or something along those lines, and then they create havoc in the office, and they're putting a fire, you know, they're starting a fire there too. So it doesn't always have to be us as owners. Sometimes employees do it too.
So here's something I'm going to say to people, Ruth. Don't hire drama queens.
Oh my gosh. Yes. And why would you put up with a drama queen?
But they're capable. See, that's the way they trick you. Some of these drama queens are very capable, and you get to the point where you depend upon them. But mm-hmm. but at some point
I'm
in time,
tell you a story.
At some point in time, the drama outweighs the performance. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I have a business I know, and let's just leave it that way. The controller wants to fire the drama queen, and the owners, for whatever reason, don't want to let her fire her.
That's the darndest phenomenon I've ever been. I've seen this many times, way too many times.
So what I told her to do is put it to the bottom line. You know me in numbers, right? So I said, calculate the loss of productivity and how much it is hurting their pocketbook every time she does what she does,
mm-hmm.
and how much it creates havoc for everybody else. And she did. And guess what? They never realized how much it was costing them.
Yeah. It's one thing, if you have a drama queen and you're the only one she impacts, and that's possible, and it could, she, and now we keep saying she, there are plenty of male drama queens, believe it or not.
this one's a she.
Yeah. No, but there are plenty of drama queens that are not female. But make sure that the person with the drama, if you're the only one that they're impacting, and you're sure of that, then you're willing to put up with it for the performance. That's one thing. But most of the time, drama queens have a negative impact on the organization, don't they?
Oh, yeah, because it totally screws up productivity for everybody. It's not only you, but they're watching what's going on. They're saying, well, why don't they take care of it? And they're not focused on what they're doing, or they create problems for other people, which causes those employees work to not be as productive as possible. I mean, it's a cascading roller, you know, snowball running downhill or something along those lines. And once you put the numbers to it, you won't put up with it. If you actually, you know, say, okay, this is costing me so much money, why am I doing this?
And sometimes the person is a kind of a malicious person. Sometimes they're really kind of, they got a disorder, that whatever. But sometimes they really just like to be the hero, and they're not being malicious when they start a fire. They're just doing it because they would really like to show you how they can save the day. That's a condition, isn't it? Some people have that.
Some people have that. People with specific personality styles are very much like that, and this is not a personality style discussion. However, you know, it really goes down to dollars and cents. How much is this?
How do you measure? How do you do that? How would you? What's the metric? What's the calculation?
Okay, so it's a time-based calculation. So let's assume that this person didn't want to do what she was supposed to be doing. So you have a conversation with her, and that took 15 minutes. She didn't do her job. It took another 15 minutes. So that's a half an hour there, and you figure out how much that time is worth and how much you can't either bill for it or mm-hmm. somebody else is not doing it. And you just take the amount of time that is lost because of the attention being put on whatever the drama is rather than them doing their productive work.
But you got to go into the organization and see and ask Sue and John and Bill and Carol, do you know about this? Yeah, I know about this. I had to talk to her. She had to talk to me about that. Now you got a multiplier effect.
Exactly. You know, it can be several hours a day.
Right.
And how much is several hours a day worth? I mean, it's not only that person's time.
And remember, drama isn't just when you're in the moment with them. Drama never is always in your mind, right? It sticks in your mind. It's a productivity thief. We're going to take a quick break. Listen to Ruth, and you'll be better. We always get smarter when Ruth joins us. Tintail, right back with Ruth King. RuthKing.info. Check out that website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.